Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with the show, you can always check out my show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And if you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head over to our website at kuci.org or check out our socials at KUCI FM. So I have a very special guest this morning standing by. Coming up is Academy Award-nominated film director Jessica Kingdon, and she's joining us to talk about the new documentary Art and Science Collide, which is premiering on PBS stations nationwide. The Getty and PBS SoCal are hosting, or they did host, a premiere event to promote this new documentary, Art and Science Collide, ahead of national broadcast. It premiered October 17th. And artists and scientists united at the Getty Center to unveil a sneak peek of Getty's iconic PST art event. And Jessica is joining us now. Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, I got this email, and I thought, this sounds like a really cool event. Jessica, how did you get involved in this documentary?
Thanks for asking me and having me on air today. I was asked by a film production company called Actual Films, which is started by luminary filmmakers Bonnie Cohen and John Shank. Mm-hmm. And I was asked by one of the executive producers to come on and interview to direct this project. And so I got really lucky that, they ended up choosing me to direct this project about PST art.
Now, without giving too much away, could you give listeners a sense of PST art, how you decided to merge these two worlds, art and science?
Yeah, so first let me just give a background on what PST art is. Mm-hmm. PST art is a Getty initiative that was started several years ago, and this is the third edition of it. So they've done three so far. And the theme of this edition is Art and Science Collide. But each edition has a different theme. And the premise of PST Art is to bring different institutions across Southern California together to collaborate on one of the world's largest art events, which it's kind of hard to quantify what that really means.
Sure.
But in terms of the amount of institutions participating together in one single kind of art fair, this is for sure one of the largest. And I think it's remarkable that it happens in Southern California, because it just shows the kind of collaborative nature of all of the institutions and galleries and museums and curators here. So everyone, comes together under a single theme each time PST happens. And this year, the Getty decided to choose Art and Science Collide. They were curious in how different curators and artists would respond to this prompt, to see how the two disciplines might have overlap in ways that we don't often expect. Mm-hmm. There's this kind of idea that art is more about creativity and feelings, and science is more about facts and truth. And it's just not, it has never really been true.
Sure.
There's actually a lot of overlap between the two fields. For me, in terms of what I've seen, a lot of it has to do with curiosity and process.
Mm-hmm.
Just like artists, scientists are kind of testing out their ideas of the world and
yes.
trying to see if something holds true or not, and are open to an iterative process where revisions take place, and where it's less about the outcome, but really more about the process and kind of approaching the world with an open mind and
yes.
curiosity over
yeah.
everything.
Which I loved about this film, Jessica, because it makes us be more aware in the act of noticing, and as you said, curiosity and the sense of awe. And so many times our faces are in our phones, and in a time post-pandemic where a lot of people are struggling with their mental health, I felt that this film was very timely.
Yeah, that's really important to notice. I think that these artists and scientists are really encouraging us to have a sense of humility in our universe.
Yes.
And something that really struck me was seeing all of these, there were over 800 artists that participated in PST, but a unifying theme that I noticed amongst a lot of them in terms of how they interpreted the theme of art and science collide really has to do with questioning this myth of human exceptionalism, meaning, you know, being skeptical of the idea that us as a human species are uniquely special on this planet or in this universe, and really opening our eyes to the ways in which we're all interconnected and interdependent in this kind of living web of our universe. And there's, there's something really beautiful and kind of awe-inspiring in all of that.
I love it. Were there any stories or even a person that stood out to you? Probably several, but were there anything you want to highlight?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, as you know. Yeah. Our film, like I said, there were over 800 artists that participated in PST, and it was extremely difficult to choose the five main artists or art collectives that we ended up profiling. And so it's not like there's one that I would want to highlight over the other, because the whole premise is really this collective interpretation of this theme.
Yes.
But I would say that one thing that I found was really interesting, if I were to just like look at some stories, is we had two artists in our film. One is called American Artist, and that's their legal name that they changed it to in 2011 to kind of question what the idea of an American artist is. And then the other is Chinupa Hanska-Luger, and both of them, kind of coincidentally, and then we ended up putting it in the film because it fit really well together, questioned the idea of space exploration, but in completely different ways. But what unites both of them is questioning this idea of who gets to go to space today. And I think they're both critical of the idea that right now we have all of these tech billionaires who are spending all of this money trying to race to get to another planet instead of taking care of the one that we have.
Yes.
And both of these artists in different ways interpret what it would look like if other types of people, other than the kind of like tech billionaires who are trying to go to space, if others were in this pursuit, what would that look like?
Wouldn't
and
that
so
be
I
great?
Don't want to spoil it, but you know, there's some interesting
perspectives,
echoes.
It must have been so hard to decide who was going to be in this documentary.
Yeah, we spent a long time casting, so there were, you know, it was a process of months of us speaking to many artists and curators in order to kind of boil it down to the five main ones that we chose. But I would say, you know, in terms of what we were looking for, in addition to finding a way to be able to explain art and science in a cinematic way on screen, I was looking for people who have both a rich inner world, so finding artists who can articulate things about themselves and why they're drawn to this particular topic, but also are inspired by source material that we could show on the screen in a cinematic way, whether it be a history of somebody or kind of scientific phenomenon or a cultural history and something that's outside of themselves. So it's this really combination of the inner and outer worlds so that we could find source material that is bringing us to different parts of the world and different parts of time that we wouldn't have expected to come together.
Wow. Do you feel personally changed as a result of getting involved in this project?
That's a good question. I would say in some ways I'm more optimistic because I think by nature I am more of a pessimist, and by nature I tend to gravitate towards stories that don't have like a hopeful message necessarily. But I think what is really cool is that these artists are all making art that is very critical and making art that is rigorous, but still leaves us with some sort of optimism about a way forward other than kind of this, the way that we're going now in terms of being extractive from the planet.
Yes.
And giving us alternatives in a way that doesn't feel like forced or kind of a shiny and happy, but in a way that's honest. So I think in that sense, it helped allow me to find ways for positivity without it feeling forced.
That's fantastic. I also want to touch on that PST Art launched the Climate Impact Program. Do you want to touch on that a little?
I'm not familiar, to be honest, with their Climate Impact
Program. That's okay. That's okay.
But I do know that, you know, they had a lot of really great public events that had to do with kind of outreach to communities and education.
Yes.
PST is so massive. So, yeah, I'm not sure about their Climate
That's
Impact
okay.
Program.
I made some notes here.
Do you want to tell me about it?
Yeah, sure. So they launched it to measure, reduce the environmental footprint of art exhibitions. And I believe...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's okay. And so I also, do you want to give the website for PST Art? If you didn't, I might have put it on the show blog.
The website for PST Art is just pst.art.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, I forgot. Actually, Joan Weinstein was just telling me about the Climate Impact Program, which sounds, it's really cool. I think most galleries and museums, when they put on a show, they don't measure the impact in terms of carbon output and other emissions that these kinds of ventures take on.
Yeah,
but they actually were able to measure the physical climate impact.
That's fantastic.
Of the organizations.
Yeah. What the other thing that struck me, Jessica, and by the way, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about this fantastic new series, and I'm speaking with Academy Award nominated film director Jessica Kingdon about art and science collide. The thing that struck me is, and I touched on this a little earlier, I feel like people are going to also watch this and be inspired to create art. And because you have so many people you're featuring and different ways they're creating, and it's a beautiful thing. And I feel like more people are searching for things to do offline.
I mean, I think as we become more and more dependent on technology to mediate our daily experiences, people are looking for ways to connect to each other and to themselves in ways that don't have to do with this kind of output of productivity that I think we're all pressured to do.
Yeah.
And kind of measuring our performance against these set benchmarks. And I think art is a great way to engage with the world where, you know, kind of like what I was saying earlier in terms of how artists and science is connected, it's really about process instead of outcome and inquiry.
Yes. Yeah. Do you envision all ages seeing this? I mean, college students who are majoring in art, and who would you say would really benefit from seeing this?
Yeah, I think all ages. I mean, children, definitely. There's PST Art has a lot of engagement with young people and children, but also at any age, I think these themes are relevant to us, since it has to do with our being a human, with being an animal, with being on the planet. So I think everyone could get something from it.
Fantastic. Now, I know it premiered as a one-hour special locally in Southern California Friday, October 17th on PBS. And then there are local listings on PBS stations. I put a link on the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. But I do want to ask you to share a little bit about your backstory.
In terms of myself as a filmmaker?
Yes, documentary filmmaker,
sure,
director. Yeah.
I make documentaries. I made a film called Ascension that came out a few years ago, and you mentioned it was nominated for an Academy Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was quite an experience. And it's about the kind of pursuit of the so-called Chinese dream. And I really encourage audiences, American audiences in particular, to see themselves in the film and question the ways in which the Chinese dream and the American dream echo one another and have these similarities. And it's really about this quest for upward mobility and questioning where all of this is taking us. And for my next film that I've been working on for a few years and I'm hoping to finish next year, it's about animal sentience and the food supply chain. And actually part of why I wanted to take this job with PSD about PSD Art and direct this film is because it really has a lot to do with art and science and the ways that questioning what sentience means, kind of where it begins and where it ends, and why we choose to eat some animals but not others, and kind of the arbitrariness of that in terms of our putting ideas of worthiness of who deserves to not suffer versus who deserves to suffer. We kind of put these ideas in terms of intelligence, but there's an argument to be made that if we expand our empathy and look at the idea of sentience, then why aren't we concerned about other animals being eaten, like shrimp? But it's not really an activist film where it's saying, oh, don't eat one type of animal or other. It's really more putting us into spaces where we might not otherwise ever get to see, like shrimp farms in Indonesia, for example, and we film at a palm oil plantation. So things that are around us, like the global supply chain,
yes,
that are invisible to us, but that are still really relevant to our daily lives.
Sure. Things we just we take for granted, we don't think about.
Yeah, exactly. Things we take for granted, the ways in which our bodies as consumers are connected to places around the globe without us even knowing. Mm-hmm. And so there was a through line with this film to my previous film, Ascension, too, because it also dealt with that in terms of factories in China where so many of our daily goods products come from.
Fantastic. How long, do you happen to know how long the PST art exhibit will be at the Getty?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's 2024, 2025 is this edition of PST. And it mostly happened already.
Okay.
But it's because of the kind of decentralized nature of PST and of Southern California, it's not like it was taking place in this one hub.
Yes.
It kind of takes place all over. So there's still a few exhibitions that are up. For example, one of the artists, it was a collective that we profiled, called Special Species. Their show is still up. It's called Reframing Dioramas, and it is at the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles. But if you go to pst.art, you can see which exhibits are still on view now.
Got it. And I see I did put the link up on the show blog. I have a whole section about PST art. That talks about there's more than 70 exhibitions from museums and other institutions across the region. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do on a weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Very cool. So are you already working on your next project? Anything you can talk about?
The animal sentience one I was talking about, I've been working on for a few years, and now I'm going to go back to working on it.
Very exciting.
Hopefully full time, and hopefully finish it by next year.
We'll see.
Now that I've said it out loud on
I know.
Radio,
you have to do it.
I have to do it.
That's what happens, Jessica. I'm going to call you. Check in.
Okay, I would love that.
When you are done, I'd love you to call back in and talk about it.
Okay, that would be fun.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, PST, the documentary is actually streaming for free on the PBS app. So if you want to see the film, it's now streaming free on the PBS app. So check it out.
Okay. And one last thing I got to ask you, you know, my show is called Get the Funk Out. So how has art and anything else you do helped you through any funks?
Oh, That's a really good question. I like that. I think finding a way, because, I mean, especially as an artist, there's so many times when you are in a funk and you just feel like it's hard to keep going and you don't know why you're doing this or you question its worth at all. And it's not a really exciting or inspiring answer, but for me, I think it's really about putting one foot in front of the other and remembering that that feeling of being in a funk is not permanent. It's temporary.
Right.
And to keep acting, to keep doing, because the more you do, the more you change your mindset. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I feel uninspired or that it's hard to keep going, I try to break tasks down into very small, achievable tasks. And and I find that if I can get myself, you know, to the desk or even just take a walk, just moving or changing my physical space, that can change my mindset. And then oftentimes I'll feel better.
That, you know what, that's a great answer. And what I was going to add to that, because you said it, sometimes when I'm stuck on something and I walk away, I take a walk and not struggle, not push myself to, you know, tape myself to the seat, I come up with something when I take that mental break.
Yeah, it's true. Taking those mental breaks, I think, are really... And I also do yoga. Sometimes ideas come to me when I'm doing yoga, just moving my body in a certain way.
Definitely.
And then in a more positive way, I think to get myself really excited about a project, sometimes it's good to, on the opposite end of what I was just saying, talk about the big picture and talk about the why of why you're doing something to help re-inspire yourself or get yourself re-excited and remember the whole reason why you're doing a project in the first place.
Definitely, definitely. Jessica, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I've really enjoyed this.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
I hope we can talk again soon.
Sounds good. All right, and circle back when you're done.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye. That was Jessica Kingdon joining us to talk about the new documentary, Art and Science Collide, premiering. It did premiere on PBS stations nationwide. You can see it for free. There is a link on the show blog. If you go to getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, there is a link. If you scroll all the way down, PST Art at the very bottom. I can, you know what, I'll put it at the top. But there's more information about the Getty. It's pst.art at the very bottom. I'm going to put it also at the top so you can find it easily. Fantastic documentary. Congrats to Jessica and the team behind this. Again, you can see it for free. Just visit the show blog. You have been listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. We'll take a little break and then we will be back. I'm Janine and this is Get the Funk Out.